This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 353 for Tuesday, April 16th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is continuing its downturn on Tuesday morning as the May contract fell to its lowest level in a month. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all in the red, while crude oil is declining despite the recent Iranian drone attack on Israel. The Canadian dollar is down 0.4 of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The May canola contract is down $3.60 per ton at $616.30. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are lower, while wheat is mixed. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 1.33 million tons of corn were shipped during the weekend of April 11th, down 7.7% from last week, but up 7.6% from 1 year ago. Inspections so far this marketing year totaled 28.68 million tons, 33.7% more than last year. As of Sunday, 6% of the U.S. corn crop was planted, 1 point ahead of the 5-year average, but 1 point down from trade expectations. Most of the U.S. Corn Belt will see rains this week, with much of Iowa expecting up to 50 millimeters. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his Brazilian corn production estimate unchanged at 112 million tons, while cutting Argentina's by 3 million at 50 million due to disease. Ukraine's Ag Ministry forecasted corn production at 27 million tons. The May corn contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.29. Nearly 433,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped, down 12% from the week before and down 18.4% from last year. Shipments this marketing year totaled 38.04 million tons, down 18.5% from last year. The U.S. National Oilseeds Processors Association reported the March soybean crush at 196.4 million bushels, an all-time record but short of expectations. Soy oil stocks were up 9.5% at 1.85 billion pounds. 3% of the U.S. soybean crop has been planted, down 2 points from the 5-year average. Cordonnier raised his Brazilian soybean production estimate by 2 million tons at 147 million, while leaving Argentina at 51 million. The May soybean contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.52. More than 551,000 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped, up 6.6% from last week. Marketing year inspections totaled 15.92 million tons, down 9.2% from last year. Winter wheat conditions declined by 1 point at 55% good to excellent, while 11% of the crop was headed, up 4% from the 5-year average. Ukraine is projecting 19 million tons of wheat for 2024-25. The cost of 12.5% U.S. Russian wheat was left unchanged from last week at $210 U.S. per ton. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.43. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.80. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.38. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 16th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.